Wakanda forever!
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. This is our Friday episode, which means it's what? Reseller bonus episode.
What?
And it's going to be, what, episode 31?
Man.
Wow.
Flying through these things.
As you're listening to this, it's going to be let out on January the 4th. So if you're hearing this, then we did not have the Y2K19 issue. Nobody died. No one blew up. And you didn't get alcohol poisoning. Everything's great. You're alive. And we couldn't ask for more.
Right. No, we could not.
So if you didn't hear our last episode for like way back last year on New Year's Eve, like 5 days ago, 4 days ago, check it out. New Year's tips and goal setting 2019 style.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Definitely check that out. It's going to be just some information for you to get the year started off right. And if you have already forgotten your goals, day four, you can always start over. So
just restart.
Restart, reset. Write them down, look at them daily, read them daily out loud so you can hear it, and you will begin to see little rays of success, and hopefully that will help you hit your goals, whatever they happen to be. So check out that episode for more details.
One thing we didn't really talk about is your goal could easily shift month by month or week by week or day by day. Like literally we have a goal of doing this, this, and this, but after saving 3 months or something for this car, you realize, I really don't want that. Mm-hmm. Obviously then it shifts to do something else, whatever,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So it's just really, you put in front of you what you want. So don't feel bad if you're working for a goal and you decide, I really don't want that, right?
Not a big deal.
So yeah, don't worry about it. Just keep on, adjust and go ahead and move forward, right?
That's right. All right, guys, don't forget, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast, and send us your email, your success stories, info@themibpodcast.com.
So another reseller bonus episode, the first one of the year, right?
Yeah.
I think next week we're going to talk about fourth quarter stuff, maybe. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a review, kind of let you peek in really, really hardcore. And I guess why don't we do that instead of a reseller, but we'll call it the reseller bonus episode, fourth quarter review.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
So we'll do that instead of doing a traditional one like this. But if you've never, ever heard us before, if you've never actually – heard a reseller bonus episode, Talia, why don't you go ahead and tell us what a reseller bonus episode is for?
So the reseller bonus episode is for you. It's all about everything that Mike and I have found, bought, sold, made profits on, what our return on investment is, where we bought it. It's all the information you can take and then take it and implement it and model it. Now, we say model because you can try to copy, but there may not be the same items available in your area, but you also might be able to find something similar. So if you know what you're looking for, then it will make your searching job a lot easier. So we give you a ton of tips and tricks and ideas on different topics. So if you missed all of our previous reseller bonus episodes, go back, check them out, because you're going to get tons and tons and tons of information.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And we have, as of today, when this is being recorded, we have bought, little backtrack. If you have listened to the New Year's tips and goal setting episode, that was from last week, you'll know that we started a 100-day, $100
snowball
challenge. Mm-hmm. So what we ended up buying was www.AmazonSnowballChallenge.com. And the reason for that is all we're doing is taking $100 and putting it on Amazon in form of inventory and seeing what we can take the $100 and turn it into at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we're literally going to make a bunch of money and not touch it at all for a whole year. So you're really lucky we're doing this for you. Because I mean, once we get to like a 10 grand mark or 20 grand, I'm like, wow, that Suburban's right there in our hand, that Escalade, that whatever, we can buy that today, but we can't because we have listeners that are saying they need us to keep showing what's impossible, what's possible. So you can check that out. Go to www.AmazonSnowballChallenge.com, and you're going to see hopefully some videos and things. If it's not up by the time you listen to this, I'm sorry, but it will
give us a little grace. It'll
be
up. We'll get it up.
It will be up, and we're hoping to do a lot of new dialogue on that, a lot of new video updates, a lot more visual stuff than we had before. Believe it or not, we actually have a computer with no camera on it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Pretty awesome computer, but awesome computer, no camera. But we'll fix that. So same thing. Today is all about you. It's about all the stuff. We're pulling back the curtain so you can see what we bought. And these are fourth quarter items. These are items that literally we sold. And, you know, as we recording this, it's a couple weeks ahead, but we've sold all this stuff like today, right? Outside of a few eBay items that I wanted to find different things, because after 31 episodes, people see that you buy a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So you're going to find that too. You're going to get good at a niche and you're going to buy a lot of the exact same things all the time.
That's right. All right. So first item is the Girls Harry Potter robe we bought at Walmart. We bought it for $4.99, sold it for $19.99 on Amazon, and made a $6.49 profit, which is 131% return on investment.
And this one's a little bit different because it's in the apparel category.
Yeah.
And me and Talia have been engaged for that for a while, but we never really got into it until early, probably last year. We started buying different dress shirts and underwear and different things like that, name brands.
Socks
and things like that, that we to learn the ranking system a little bit better.
Yep.
Right. This one wasn't even ranked. We bought it because it was cheap and we ranked it ourselves using pay-per-click advertising, which is another episode all its own.
Yes, it is.
But so yeah, not bad, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't apparel, it wasn't a toy. Usually you buy these and they're in toy categories.
Yep.
Not this time. All right.
Wakanda Forever.
Black Panther laser tag toy. We bought these at Marshall. I found them. Mm-hmm. We got two of them, actually. And that's the only two we found anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what it is it's a laser tag toy that people just literally smack the brand on. Right? Yeah. I guarantee you'll see the same laser tag with Superman and Batman and Halo or Wonder Woman. A lot of different things. Shopkins.
Yeah.
But it's all it is. Same laser tag. It comes with a couple guns, whatever. And we got two of these. Paid $9.99 for them. Sold them for $39.99. Made a $20.95 profit, which is 205% 205% return on investment. We sold two of these in literally like 2 hours apart. They got there today, and we sold one immediately, and then a couple hours later, we sold another one. And here's the kicker. They're selling for $69.99 now.
Ugh.
So,
and we were the cheap ones.
I think that we're stupid. I mean, there's a point of overcharging to the extremes, and I thought this was, but laser tag, yeah, we probably should have sold them at $69.99. So there's a lesson there, you know. Hey, we still made $20 profit on each one of them and sold them in minutes, but yeah, we could have made 40, and that's a lesson for you, whether you want to go to the high ground or low ground.
Yeah,
we just want to make sure they move.
Yeah, you kind of have to make a choice. Do you want to sell it quickly at the lowest price, or do you want to wait a day, a couple days, maybe a month to sell it at a higher price? So it's kind of, and sometimes a higher price never comes, and we've talked about that in past reseller bonus episodes, so check those out as well. All right, next item is a Shopkins Happy Places Mansion. Sorry, Mike's handwriting again. All right, Ross's, we bought it from, we paid $32.99, sold it for $65.10, made a profit of $10.42, which is 32% return on investment.
Wah, 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 wah,
now, that is not amazing. We know. And as we tell you, we are transparent. We tell you everything that we have, good, bad, ugly, profit, no profit. It is all a part of running a business.
Yeah. And the story behind this is Talia bought a bunch of these, and they were selling for over $100.
Yes.
And it's not like they were selling out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no one had them.
Yeah.
By the time, of course, Amazon says, yeah, this is a great item. Send them to Oakland, California. They sent all of our big items to Oakland, California.
And if you don't know, we're in Virginia.
We're in Virginia. It's about as far as you can get away. And literally, it took a while. And by the time they got there, there was, today, 123 sellers of this item.
Yeah, it's
now,
crazy.
It was ranked really high, but now the price was, it was a price war down to the bottom again.
Yeah.
So what I did was I looked at it like I wanted to get this money back immediately. I don't want the price to go down any farther. So I made the call today asking Tally's approval to drop it to the lowest price, which then we sold 12 of them today and sold out. So I mean, we still did a lot of money. It's almost over $700 in sales just with this item today. But we only made $120 something profit back. But we got our $33 back for each one of them. So exactly. Really, we got $44 for every one of these we sold back.
Yeah,
and it's going to be on the next paycheck. So
yeah. So I mean, you hear me say this 100 times. I wouldn't walk past $10 on the street. If I saw $10, I'd pick it up. So this is a good deal for me. Even though it's not 100% return on investment, it's still a return on my investment. And it's not too small, but it is what it is. And that's what we had to deal with.
And you have to make choices based, hard choices sometimes, where I'm going to hold on to this and see what happens. And then all of a sudden the price goes down to $32.99 and we're losing $20 on everyone.
Yeah.
You have to make, and we decided quickly, let's move them while they're hot. Let's get them out of there. Let's get the 10 bucks back and let's move forward, right?
Smart choice.
All right. This is just a talking point. We bought these Beyblades and Tidy Bottom, and they're selling, what did we pay? Like $14.99 for them, and they're selling for like $60-$70.
It was ridiculous.
It was a great deal. The problem was, for whatever reason, this one Beyblades went brand registered on Amazon, meaning they won't allow you to sell their items unless you are one of their wholesalers.
Yeah.
You're approved wholesaler.
Have permission.
Right? And we're not, but we've also sold hundreds of Beyblade items in the past. It's just it's some weird toy thing. Reminds me of Crossfire, that game when we're
Crossfire.
That's
one
of the
Crossfire.
Yeah. But the whole point, I guess the real talking point about this one is crap happens sometimes. We got them literally by the time we got them home. We were putting them in the shipment when we got the error message saying you can't send them in. We tried to get approved like we always do, and they usually always approve us. They didn't. And today we brought them all back.
Yeah, so that is what you do when you have an item that you get it there, you process it, you get ready to put it into Amazon, and Amazon says, nope, not today. And so you have to take it back to the store, have your receipt, and you get your money back so you can spend it quickly on the next thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of that. Well, saying that is no harm, no foul. We just got, you know, it sucked, but we were there buying stuff anyway. Mm. We returned it today. We could have bought stuff today, but we were like, no, I'm just going to return and go home.
That's right.
Because we haven't slept in decades. Okay, so next item is this item.
The Silver Buffalo Marvel Comics.
It's a soup mug.
Soup mug.
Soup mug, just a big old.
They're the big ones, like the really large circle ones.
I call that coffee mug, but they call it the one you eat soup out of.
Yes. We got this from TJ Maxx. We paid $5.99, sold it for $22.99, made an $8.84 profit.
We only bought one of those, though, right?
No, we bought quite a few, as many as we could find, actually.
So, yeah, it's like 10 of them, probably, at least. And so, like, hey, 10 times 8, what's that, $88.40 profit on 10 of them? Not a bad day.
Not bad at all.
And they're at one store, more or less, and we found them at other stores, and we just kept buying them all. We talked about that in several episodes where you find something really good at CVS, where we found a Swiffer at a CVS selling for a ridiculous amount of money on Amazon, and we could buy all of them. Mm-hmm. So we went to every CVS and bought all of them, right? Didn't have to rescan it, nothing. It was there. We bought them. We sent them back in, and we made a ton of money.
That's right.
It's nothing wrong with that. Your whole business. I told my mom, I'm like, you could have a business like mine, and just using your knowledge about when stuff goes on sale at CVS, because she's manager there. And of course she doesn't want to ruin her job to conflict of interest. But I mean, hey, if you tell me, I can do it then, you know, it's only going to help you. But she's so like, yeah, she won't tell me nothing.
She wants to go by the rules.
She wants to be like, hey, today's the 26th of December. Our Christmas stuff's half off. No crap. Like, you know, inside information. But yeah, she could literally build a business that does several $1,000s a year just from her inside information of that. So she could easily have a teacher's income reselling the CVS things that she has access to part-time, super part-time. She didn't have to go shopping, right?
Yeah. All right, so next item, Mega Bloks Halo Wars 2. And it was from TJ Maxx. We paid $29.99, sold it for $84.99, made a $31.84 profit, which is 107% return on investment.
That was a big item. Same thing. People are scared.
I love
so,
big items.
Yeah, people are scared of them. Talia loves them. She loves to ruin my life with these big items because I have to make these big boxes and big lids for them.
But he's so good at it.
But, yeah, I am very good at it. But same thing. We got these in last night. Our sales were actually kind of, you know, we say garbage for like $800 right before we went to bed. And we're like, that sucks. And then we wake up in the morning, they're like double because this item went in the stock.
Yeah.
We sold like 6 of them.
Yep.
And like people out there are like, I got to get this Halo set. 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're like, sweet, buy it from us. And they did.
Yep.
And a great deal, $84.99 on a $30 purchase. Pretty good, right?
Yep.
And yeah, that was all Amazon. And yep. Now
shifting gears.
Shipping. I mean, this stuff's going to be so random that you'll love it, right? eBay, Coca-Cola Bear. This is a 1993 7-inch Coca-Cola Bear. I found it at a Goodwill. Paid a buck for it. And it was like this. It reminded me of my childhood because that was always, you know, some reason polar bears love wearing red scarves and drinking Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
And, man, it just brings a smile on my face thinking about it. But paid a buck for it, sold it for $9.99. And same thing, it's that vintage thing that you can't find anymore. Yep. That's not their commercial anymore, right? So, well, I mean, they don't play it anymore. But so it made $4.78 profit after shipping and eBay fees. Which is 478% return on investment. We told you plenty of times, a tip here, we sell a lot of plush toys, right?
Yep.
We sell, inside of our Amazon business, new, we sell a ton of them.
Yep.
And on eBay, we find a ton of them. We always go through the stuffed animals every time we're at any of these Goodwills or thrift stores and anything like that, because if you want to start the snowball challenge on eBay, you could literally, that $100 can go a long ways.
Yeah. Right? For real. All right. Next item, Splatoon.
There's Kaylee and
Marie. Kaylee and Marie, Amiibo 2-pack. We got this at Target, paid $27.99, sold it for $145.99, made a $93.91 profit, which is 334% return on investment. Crazy.
Amiibo 2-pack. It was literally, Amiibos are things that you can use on different Nintendo games to give you different powers or levels, or I have no freaking clue.
Yeah, we don't.
I was collecting them, and I bought these for my collection. Mm-hmm. So after I decided to get rid of the stuff, I went and looked it up, and this thing is selling for it because they don't make it. It was mm-hmm. a limited edition, or I guess, or whatever. This sells for $145.99. So I sold it for $145.99.
That's simple.
That was a very good day. And it felt really, really good. When you're trying to do a few hundred bucks in sales a day, boom, and you get $145 in one shot, that was a good day. So there you go. Just find those around, laying around for cheap, and you can make a ton of money. Won't happen, sorry. here's a cool one. We buy these all the time. You might even heard us talking about this. Relyon is the name of the brand, mm-hmm. and they're glucose strips for a 20-pack for like people who have diabetes.
Yep.
This strip is made for this certain type of Relyon blood sugar reader.
Yep.
I guess you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Paid $3 for the strips, sold them for $19.99, made $11.73 profit, which is 391% return on investment. And we find these quite often, randomly. Like, randomly find, we always look for them now because yep. it's always randomly there. And for whatever reason, they're very expensive.
They could be just hard to find. And if someone has that Relyon reader, they want the Relyon strips. And so I think you can only get them at Walmart because I've looked other places and I couldn't find them. So that could be why they are a little bit more sought after, is because you can only get them at Walmart. If your local Walmart is out of them and you have that particular reader, then you're kind of out of luck, or you get them from us.
Yeah, it's very weird, but we've sold a ton of these in that brand. And they always sell on eBay. We can't sell on Amazon. I think we're... it's brand registered or something like that.
So.
There's some reason why we can't sell it. I don't know why, but
we just couldn't find the listing.
Here's the tip for this particular item. Make sure they're not
expired. Yes.
We buy
the dates.
Yeah. We bought in so many different things where they're expired. We're like, oh, so there you go.
All right. Last item. Go ahead, honey.
Gonzo Tin Man plush. And it was, she told me to go ahead because she can't read it.
Yeah, I can't.
It was your turn. It was a you know, Wizard of Oz, Gonzo, Tin Man,
yeah.
more or less, right? He's probably like 10 inches tall. And I paid a buck for him, sold him for 10, another plush, another Goodwill find, made a 504 profit for a 500% return on investment. And the whole thing here is everything, all the Amazon stuff, yeah, some of it was expensive, but the $5.99 item to put that into our $100 snowball challenge,
mm-hmm.
That's not hard to do.
Yeah.
All these $1 items, that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a bad day. And these are the reason I picked these items was because of that. $3, $1, $1, $4.99, $9.99. These are perfect items to get started with, to get used to the ranking system, what's selling on eBay, whatever you want to do. So, these are definitely perfect items that we are probably going to be hopefully continuing to purchase for our Amazon Snowball Challenge.
Yep. All right, guys, that's it. That's all we have for you tonight. We hope that you got something out of it. Lots of tips in this episode. Don't forget, if you're going to join us on our $100 Snowball Challenge, the Amazon Snowball Challenge, please, please, please let us know that you're going to join us, and we can kind of help you make sure that you are keeping up with your goals and keeping on track. And you can ask us questions, anything like that. info@themibpodcast.com or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast.
2019, guys. Let's go ahead and get it. We love you guys. Hope you have a fantastic week. And we will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.